And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to the La Caprile Valley boys basketball and wrap up the basketball season right now with head coach Barry Bessonen. And Barry, well, we got a couple games to talk about. Boy, it seems like the section tournament just got started and all of a sudden it's done. Goes fast.
It does go fast. It can be long, but it's quick at the same time. You know, it's kind of like the time between the games. You know, I was thinking from that Saturday to Thursday, it seemed like forever, but it did go fast. You know, with three practices in there, and then of course turning around then from Thursday to Saturday to playing the subsection final. So it is, and of course, you know, I'm sure those teams that are playing, you know, playing the section finals, yep, probably the same thing. That gap from Saturday to Thursday again, and
yep.
And, you know, but it's a lot of fun and a lot that goes with it, you know, good experience for everyone. But we were able to play McRae that Thursday night down at SMSU, another opportunity to get down there for the second year in a row. And it was a game where, you know, it started off, I think it was fairly, obviously the first half was very evenly played, you know, ending up in a 29-29 tie at halftime. Second half, McRae came out right away, hit a couple three-point shots to open things up to about six, and played at about a 5-6 point game. I remember 37-31, 40-35, and then one about 40-35, we started to get going a little bit, yep, and had it to 40-40, and then they got a two-point basket, 42-40, and then I think it was Evan Hegland came down and hit a three to put us in the lead at 43-42, and from there, we didn't look back. We maintained the lead the rest of the way, anything from 2 to 4 or 5 points for a while. Got some big baskets down the stretch, which then, of course, led to some great free throw shooting along the way with, you know, Austin Bond and Landon Sherm, you know, knocking down 12 or 13 free throws between the two of them, yep, down the stretch.
Landon was 7 of 8 at the end there, down the stretch.
Yeah, he missed one. He made a bunch. He was 8 for 9 for the game.
And I remember the free throw he missed. He got the rebound.
Yeah, it was a big tip by Hunter Kahn to tip, yep, it out to him, and then Landon ran the ball down on the miss, and we were able to maintain possession. We got fouled again. I think he got fouled right away. Actually went to the line then and made two, and you know, Austin made some free throws, and the Maverick Kahn had a free throw, too, to put the game away, and ended up being a 10-point game at 62-52, the final.
Yep.
And a nice win. You know, they were the 2 seed. They had beaten us twice during the year,
yep,
playing with a lot of confidence, and they had been scoring a lot of points, putting up a lot of games, you know, averaging in the 70s, and we were able to hold them 52 points, credit to our defense. And
yeah, they had a tremendous season. How many losses did they have on
the
season?
They ended up 20-7, I think. Okay. So, but we were able to defensively frustrate them, and we controlled the boards pretty well throughout the game. I ended up out rebounding them 34-22. So,
okay.
You know, we were able to make shots difficult, not give them a lot of clean looks. They did make a few, but. And especially inside, we didn't give them much there, and you know, took away drives and things like that, and you know, had a lot of contributions from a lot of people along the way, and you know, able to playoff time, you just do whatever you need to do, and you throw everything you can out there that you know, will maybe help you get the job done, and you were able to put all that stuff out there and you know, come away with a victory and.
Yep.
Advance to the subsection finals.
Yeah, I remember telling you in the post game show there, in the second half there, the La Caprile crowd, I think that's the loudest I've heard them all season. They really, and the kids even said that after the game too. The crowd really fed off the La Caprile crowd.
Yeah, they were out in force, and they were definitely heard. And I know the kids heard them. I heard them. Obviously, it's difficult to communicate at times because of that noise, but. Yep.
Atmosphere.
That was great. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun for the kids. A lot of fun, especially when you come away with a victory.
Yep. All right. I know you got some stats there in front of you about the McRae game there, Barry.
Yeah, the game, we were 21-49, about 42-43%. They were 36% for the game. We were 6-18 on threes, 14-16 at the free throw line. So nice night at the free throw line. As I said, we out rebound 34-22. Turnovers. We had 11, they had 9, so it was fairly even. We did block 9 shots on the game. Individually, we were led. Maverick Kahn had 20 points. He was 9 of 14 from the field. They added 11 rebounds, 3 assists. Landon Sherman, 13 points, 6 rebounds, couple of assists. As you said, 8 for 9 from the line. Austin Bond had 10 points. With the 10 points, he also had 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals. Evan Hagelin had 11 points, hit 3 big threes. Also had a nice bucket on an inbounds pass with a rebound. Mason Clark had 2. 3 rebounds, assist, couple steals. Nice job defensively again from Mason. Mikey Elias had a basket. Hunter Kahn had a basket, 6 rebounds, had 4 block shots. Did a nice job at the defensive end of the floor. Tucker Drugsma had a basket to round that out. And, of course, we had a number of other guys. Caden Allpress played, didn't score. Ryder Drugsma played, didn't score. Austin Colliff came off the bench and gave us some nice defensive minutes. Didn't score, but a good team effort, and we were able to run away with that one and get ourselves ready for the game on Saturday.
Saturday, yep. And then last Saturday, SMSU and Marshall took on the number one seed at the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. Good team.
Yeah, very good team. Came into the season or into the playoffs with 4 losses. One of those was to us, opening game.
Yep, I was there.
Back in December. And they had beaten us at our place by a 64-56 count, pretty well evenly played game. And we were able to come out, and actually we came out strong and built a 13-5, 13-7 lead and held them without a field goal for about the first 9 and a half minutes of the game. It was all free throws for them.
Yep.
Their first 7 points were at the line before
I don't think that's ever happened to them all year.
No, I don't think it has either. Before they really get free, I think it was Austin Tabrock got free for a layup. And then from there, they chipped away, and they went from 13-12. They got 13-12, and then they took the lead, and we took the lead back. And then they got going. Case Mulder got going from the three-point line, hit 3 threes in the first half. 24-22, then Tabrock picked up a 3 at the buzzer to make it 27-22 at halftime. So we did a very good job of holding those guys in check for most of the half, but in those last 3-4 minutes, they got hot, and you can't give them a lot of daylight, and we did in that spot, and they went into the halftime with the lead. And it came out. We came out, we got a basket right away, but then they went down and hit a couple threes again, and we scuffled a little bit on offense, didn't shoot well, and missed some opportunities, and they converted, and especially hitting some threes, start the second half. They had a 2-point basket, but then they hit some threes to start the second half, and all of a sudden, it was 50-34. Well, at one time, I looked, it was 34-30. We were down, and I look up again. We were down 50-34. And a lot of that was behind the arc and at the free throw line. And it was about 6.5 minutes ago, and we were able to rally valiantly and make some shots down the stretch. And we had it to 6 with over a minute to go, but they made most of their free throws, and we missed some opportunities down that last minute or so, and they ended up winning. 64-56, 8-point victory. Big difference in the game, shooting the ball. Neither team shot the ball very well from the field. They were 39%, but we were 30.6%, and there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they did make 9 threes. They were 40%. We were about 23% on threes. But the other stat, they were 27-35 from the line.
Mm.
So they made free throws, especially late in the game. We had to foul a lot, and they made free throws and put the game away, rebounding. They out-rebounded us, too. Turnovers, we had 6. They had 12. But they out-rebounded us by 10 and, made shots and made free throws, and we didn't make shots, and that was the story,
yep.
Kind of the telltale story for us.
Yep. Okay, stats on that game last Saturday?
We led Austin Bond at 15 points, 4 rebounds, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Maverick Kahn at 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Tucker Drugsma, 9 points, a nice game for him with 7 rebounds. Evan Hagelin also had 9, hit 3 threes down the stretch to narrow the gap. Rebound assist. Let's see, going from here, Caden Allpress had 4 points off the bench, hit a 3 in the first half, some free throws. Also added 4 rebounds and an assist. Mason Clark had 2 free throws for 2 points, along with 3 rebounds, a rebound, 3 assists, 2 steals. Hunter Kahn had a basket. Hunter was kind of handcuffed with some foul trouble. kind of took him out of his game a little bit. Landon Sherm had a point, one free throw. He had two rebounds, assist, and a steal. Austin Koloff played and didn't score. Carter Amlin played and didn't score. Ryder Drugsma played and didn't score to round out us statistically.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been in that game last year, too, and a couple of times, and one day we're going to get over that hump, right?
Yeah, that's a goal. We were already talking about it with our with our returners, our returnees for next year. Yep. Well, how do you get over that hump? Yep. Been there twice. It's a great taste being there. It's great fun to play there and get a couple of games down there. And the goal, of course, with next year's group is to try and get over that hump and get through that one
take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level. There you go. Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up the season then, record-wise, and maybe talk about each of the kids on the roster there.
Okay. Well, we finished the season with a record of 19-9, which, again, we've been nice. To, you know, one win short of 20, which would have been nice. I think that's only been done once before in school history, and that was a state tournament team. Okay. We'll get there. We'll get that one too. 11-5 in the conference, which was good for third. We're talking. Last year we won the conference at 10-6. This year we came in third at 11-5, which shows the depth and the teams that we played against. You know, obviously the teams that played against us or played ahead of us in Central and McRae. We knew going into the season we were going to be very good. They both returned pretty much everybody from the year before,
right.
And so we knew they were going to both be formidable. You know, 19-9, 11-5 is a very good result, and like I said, you know, it's progress and one more win than last year,
That north half of the Camden, that was probably one of the toughest north half I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was. It was tough and it was deep, and there were no off nights. Nope. So it was a good stretch of games. So. I don't anticipate it being any different going forward either.
Okay, next year too, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, how about some of the players here,
Barry? All right, well, our roster, we had 15 guys dress. We had, our sophomores. We had a couple sophomores who didn't get a lot of action. They're playing primarily B and Derek Molden and Will Gies. And we had other sophomores contributed. It played a lot of varsity this year, actually, with Hunter Kahn, big body off the bench, provided us a lot of defense and rebounding and, you know, some scoring occasionally, and obviously looking forward with him, an athletic kid, and we hope, you know, he'll add more scoring to go with that in the future, and we know he will. Caden Allpress, who got some time off the bench, had some big scoring games and some big shots throughout the year, and he's a kid who can flat out shoot and is a tremendous athlete. And, you know, we're excited to see what Caden will do for us the next couple of years as well. And then, of course, Landon Sherman moved into the starting lineup late in the year and out on the point. You've seen how fast Landon is on a court with a ball in his hands. Yeah. It's a sight to behold because it's
just like his dad used to be.
I feel like I'm watching dad out there again. And of course, Landon has got the ability to shoot the ball and a good decision maker and running the point for us. So it will be fun to watch. Junior class, we had Mike Elias, who gave us a little bit in the play at one McRae playoff game, played a lot of B squad this year, and a very valuable asset, and hope he can contribute to us next year. Very athletic kid. Carter Amlin, who got a lot of time off the bench most of the year, and another very good athlete with some definite skills, and I think someone who could contribute as well. And we have Braden Kuzman, who played more B squad than varsity, but got into a few varsity games our goal is try and get him a basket and we couldn't quite do it, but definitely a very, very popular player with the kids, well-liked kid. And then other juniors, Evan Hagelin, of course, who started a lot and then kind of moved into a six-man role. Evan actually averaged over 11 points a game for us for the season. 45% from the field, about 35% from the three-point line. You know, an excellent shooter and a lot of length and athleticism. And stepped up and took a big step forward from last year, and expect that he'll take another big step forward going into next year too, because he's a difficult matchup with 6'5" and left-handed and can go outside and also play off the dribble a little bit, and we think he'll be able to do that. And of course, Maverick Khan as a junior, over 17 points a game, 9 rebounds, shot 55% from the field, about 35% from the three-point line, had over 100 assists on the year, which is a big number, which is a testament to how well he passes the ball, and as well as close to 70 steals, I think. So Maverick all-around contributions, plus I think he was close to 50 block shots. So, he had his hands in a lot of things, and of course had started as a sophomore as well and had a big year, got major minutes as a freshman. So it was a very, very experienced kid who played a lot of basketball games for us, and kid that's going to be looked to look to set the tone next year for us. Obviously a lot of skills to handle the ball, pass the ball, explosive athletically, and as many people saw with him playing above the rim and some of the dunks and the excitement he brings. Our seniors, we had 5 seniors this year. We had Austin Kalloff, senior, who provided us some minutes off the bench. Solid defensive player. Had some good athleticism and gave us some minutes there defensively. We had Ryder Drugsma, who unfortunately lost a lot of his senior year with the emergency appendectomy that happened right around Christmas, and came back in February and gave us some good minutes, and hit a couple big shots for us, especially the one in Lakeview in the second half of the playoff game. He hit a big shot, made a couple of big plays, and Jim Rath that worked hard and gave us what he had, obviously with the medical situation and great kid to have around around the team and the program. We had of course his brother Tucker Drugsma, who started for us in the post, played a lot as a junior. Tucker gave us about 3 or 4 points and about the same in rebounds. Very underrated, very fundamentally sound defensively. Boxed out well, set good picks, did a lot of things that maybe aren't seen. Did those things very well, and provided good leadership for us as well. Mason Clark, another senior who was kind of our defensive catalyst, often took the toughest matchup defensively very willingly. Stepped into a role where he picked up a lot of did a nice job rebounding the ball, stepping a lot of loose balls and hustle plays, and of course made some big shots for us throughout the year as well, and did a nice job as far as distributing the ball too as a guard, and I thought Mason had a very good year for us and had a very, very key role, even if it was one that didn't always get a lot of attention. Kind of took on that role that a lot of the dirty work that I know his teammates appreciated, but it doesn't always show up in the stat sheet and the kind of stuff you need on a team to be successful. And then, of course, then we had Austin Bond, who's a senior, led us over about 19 and a half points a game, 4 rebounds. He had 168 assists, 109 steals, which I think was single season record. In steals, he leaves his mark here. He scored, I think, was 1,320 points in his career.
Wow!
He's all time records for career assists, career steals. So
didn't realize that.
So okay. So he definitely left his mark in 3 years with that. And you talk about 1,000 points. I think he actually in his junior and senior year alone, he scored over 1,000 points.
Wow!
Of course, had contributed greatly as a sophomore too. So a great career for us. And as a senior group as a whole, five great seniors, 5 great kids who I've had the opportunity to watch grow up from going all the way back to when I moved back here. About 10 years ago or so, and watch these kids grow up and become not only good players and good components to the team, but good people and, and you know, a group of guys that, you know, every year we get a group of seniors, we miss them, and you know, we'll miss these guys too. They've left a definite mark on the program with the last 2 years going.
Good.
You know, winning 37 games the last 2 years and a conference championship and two subsection finals, and you know, definitely a mark that very few groups have left, you know, on this program and school. And, you know, definitely some things they will be able to look back very fondly of and proudly and deservedly so.
Good. Yep. Good group of seniors and good team there, Barry. How about managers, assistant coaches?
Yeah, we had two managers in Caden Fernholz and Brandon Rios. Caden's a sophomore. Brandon's a junior who were able to help us out with some things. And they're assistant coaches this year. You know, big thanks to them too. Joel Voorhees has stepped into the B squad role this year and had a very nice season with those guys. And then Steven Diaz, who came on board, took on the C squad, which, you know, he was able to mix some ninth graders with a bunch of eighth graders, and they ended up doing quite well given the circumstances too, and winning, I don't even know how many, I know it was in double figures, which is pretty good, you know, when you're playing. Yeah, a lot of eighth graders against ninth graders. And, of course, Brian Moen, who had our junior high, basically was our seventh grade team. And I want to say our seventh grade team with Brian, they had a big group. They had about 13 kids. I want to say they went about 19-5, I think, this year. They had a pretty good year, too. Yeah. So,
good things coming up.
You know, so we have great coaches and great guys to be around, and definite assets to the program, and guys that love the game. And we're lucky to have coaches like that that can do that and help our lower levels too.
All right, real good, Barry. Well, that wraps up the season. Another successful season for boys basketball, huh?
Yeah, another one, and hoping to. You know, start working on next year, and hope to make next year, see if we can make it a little better.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in every Saturday morning, filling us in how your team's doing, and looking forward to next year already, Barry.
Yeah, and thank you to all you guys, too, for the publicity and coverage and everything else, because, you know, it's good to get all that out to everyone and give these guys, you know, the attention and recognition that they've earned and deserve.
That's right. Now you pick up the golf club, right?
Yeah, hopefully the weather continues to cooperate, and we don't have springs like the last couple, and we can get out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, last spring was not good for spring sports.
The last couple have been a little bit of a downer.
Looks like we might get them in this year, though.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Barry, for coming in again.
Thank you.
That's head coach Barry Besson and the Lock Pro Valley Boys basketball team wrapping up that season. And we'll take a commercial break and finish up the coach's show here on Q92.